Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazenia. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Welcome to Live with Passion. Hi, my name is Father Cedric Pazenia, and I'm so glad that you tuned in. I want to talk to you about expect a miracle. I want you to believe and receive. I pray that God will work through your faith and great things will happen in your life. Listen to this reading from the book of Exodus. When the horses of Pharaoh and all of his chariots and the horsemen went into the sea, the Lord brought back the waters of the sea upon them, and the people of Israel walked on dry ground in the midst of the sea. Then Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out with their timbrels, and they were dancing. And Miriam sang, "Sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. Horse and rider, he is thrown into the sea." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, I'm so grateful for this reading from the book of Exodus, but I have to tell you something. You know, they all sang. They sing to the Lord, for he is gloriously triumphant, horse and rider cast into the sea. And they sang a wonderful song to God because God had just done this amazing miracle. He split the Red Sea in two. The Hebrews, there must have been about 1 million or 2 million people, go through the Red Sea on dry ground. The Egyptians are chasing them because they want to kill them. The whole mighty, the most powerful army on earth at that time, the mighty Egyptian army is chasing them. Then the sea collapses, destroys all the Egyptians, and now on the other side of the sea, they're singing to God. "Let us sing to the Lord, for he's gloriously triumphant, horse and rider cast into the sea," in a very appropriate song. However, it's easy to sing to God when you have just witnessed a miracle. But here's what I believe. God is looking for people who will sing before they see his working, before there's a miracle in their life. God is looking for people to sing before they get to the Red Sea, so that then the Red Sea will part so much easier. And I believe, as you watch this program, that your heart is going to be open to expecting a miracle. Remember, Jesus was a healer, and he was healing so many people in his day, and one time this centurion, a Roman centurion, now get this, he's not a Hebrew, he's not a Jew, he's not an Israelite, he's a pagan. Not only a pagan, a soldier, you know, used to being in charge, a centurion in charge of 100 soldiers. He comes running up to Jesus with a request. He says, "Sir, my servant is at home dying. Come and heal him, please." And Jesus said, "Okay, I will. And I'll come into your house." And the centurion says, "No, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant shall be healed." And Jesus looked at him and he marveled. He said, I have to tell you, everybody, I haven't seen faith like this in Israel. See, the centurion didn't even want Jesus to come into his house. He knew that all he had to do was speak the word. That's the kind of faith that we're looking for here. And if you know anything about the Roman Missal in the Catholic Church, we changed many of the pieces of Mass, different sayings of the Mass. And one of the sayings is right before communion, we echo those words of the centurion for a very important reason. We're about to receive Jesus, and what we say is, "Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed." You see, our church is inviting us to have faith, to believe in Jesus, to expect something good. And that's exactly what Jesus said. Remember Thomas, the doubter, didn't believe that Jesus was risen from the dead. And everybody's saying, yeah, we've seen the Lord. He's been raised. Finally, Jesus appears to Thomas. He says, "Thomas, don't doubt anymore. Touch my hands, touch my side, and believe." And Thomas says, "My Lord and my God." He finally comes to faith. And you know what Jesus said? He says, "Thomas, you believe because you've seen. But get this, blessed are those who believe. Blessed are those who believe without seeing." That's exactly what I'm talking about right here. Blessed are those who, when they come to their Red Sea, believe without seeing. Blessed are those who know that Jesus can work in your life without coming under your roof. All he has to do is say the word. God is always looking for faith. Faith in God. Expectancy. Confidence. You have to understand, I have determined, and I have found out in my own life, faith opens a door for God to work in our lives. When you have faith, when you're confident in God, when you're believing in God, when you stay persistent, a door opens for God to work in your life. That's why in the Catholic Church in the year 2013, we had a whole year of faith, concentrating on faith, inviting the people of God to believe, not just that God is, but that God works in our life in powerful ways. So I want you to, as you watch this program, to be inspired to be expectant. You know how a mother is, you know, when she's pregnant, they call her expecting. I remember I was at a bingo one time, you know, and the person next to me had one number to go, and they call that they're waiting. You know, just that one number is, and they're waiting, and they're waiting. That's what faith is. You're waiting, but not just waiting, expectantly, confidently, believing that something good's going to happen. I recently I was invited to preach something called a novena. Novena, that's a word that means nine. It's a nine-day preaching event in Metairie, Louisiana. That's New Orleans. And I had been there before. I know it's a workout. Get this, there's 20 services during the 9 days. Confessions before and after. An anointing service. All kinds of preaching. People. Travel, living out of a suitcase. You know, I preach missions full time. That's what I do for my ministry. And I travel around the United States. Many of you have seen me in person in all kinds of different cities. And I'm usually there for 4 days. But this is 9 days preaching every day, 20 services, all those confessions, the anointing of the sick, people coming, people going. And I stood there before I went. I remember it was about a week before I went. And I was feeling overwhelmed. And I said, you know, this is going to be a lot of work. I got to be strong. And you know what I started doing? Before I left, I started being confident and expecting and believing because I knew that God was going to work through me to touch those people. And, you know, if you start doubting or starting to think, well, I can't do it, then the devil will work through you and nothing will happen. So what I started doing is I started singing this song. I will sing unto the Lord, for he is gloriously triumphant, horse and rider cast into the sea. I was doing that in my room, in my prayers. See, I was singing the song of Miriam and Moses, singing the song of the Hebrews after God had split the Red Sea, before I went to that novena. And that's what I'm going to invite you to do. When you face something challenging, when you face obstacles in your life, when you face hardships in your life, start singing. That's exactly what the African slaves did when they were coming to the United States. They sang in their distress, in their tribulation. They sang in the strength that God gave them. There's something about song. I just went to a funeral of one of my best friends who died, and one of the men that got up to give a witness for my friend started singing. Oh, and when he did, the tears started flowing because it breaks open the whole mood. And so what I want you to do is to praise and to believe God and to trust God. So I have to let you know that novena was one of the best experiences of my life. Something good happened there every day. People were being touched. During the anointing service, we had an anointing service where I anointed and the other priests that were with me, two priests. There was like 700 people at that anointing service. And I preached. We anointed people with oil for healing. And I got some testimonies afterwards how God had brought healing from the pain and the brokenness and the goodness. And then hearing the gospel, they heard the gospel, the truth, as I preached over those 10 days, and how God worked in me and gave me strength, touched the people, renewed their faith. It was a wonderful celebration, that novena. And I really believe that good things happened because before, not after, before I went into that novena, I was singing to God. I was confident in God. I was believing in God. And that's exactly what I want you to do in your life. See, we all have, I could call it red seas in our life. We're all confronted with difficulties, challenges, hardships. And what we have to do is activate our faith by singing. Activate our faith by speaking it out. Praise God when you get into those difficulties. And I would say things like this. What would it be like for those of you who have children who have fallen away from the faith, instead of saying, you know, I've prayed for them for so long, nothing seems to be happening, I don't have it in me anymore. Instead of saying that, saying, Lord, I know that you're working in their life. I believe, I trust in you. I sing unto you, for you are gloriously triumphant, horse and rider cast into the sea. So maybe your Red Sea is your children that have fallen away from the faith. Don't give up. Have faith in God. Keep believing in God. Maybe your Red Sea is your health. You know, we all have that Red Sea in front of us that's hard to go through. Maybe it's your health that's failing and it's very difficult. Maybe it's unemployment. Maybe it's a spouse that doesn't go to church. Maybe it's financial difficulties. Maybe it's the way you think about yourself. You know, we all have difficulties and obstacles and problems and Red Seas in our life. But I'll tell you, I want you to believe, expect a miracle. Believe God. Trust God that God is at work in your life, that He knows what you're going through. And open that door for God to work by activating your faith. And how do you activate your faith? So, you know, you believe, you read, you hear good things on TV, but you speak it out of your mouth. God spoke and the world was created. God spoke and we came into being because He believes. And I want you to activate God's faith by speaking faith in God, by singing, if you will, by speaking positive things, not after you see God work, before you see God work. By faith, my just person shall live, the Bible says. And so we walk by faith and not by sight. I love Ephesians 3:20, if you know it. God is able. Now we're talking about a God who is able. He is powerful, strong, mighty, awesome in His deeds. God is able to do far more than we can ever dare to ask or think or imagine. That's right from the Bible, Ephesians 3:20. So I wanted to tell you a little bit about my dreams and my Red Sea. And my Red Sea, of course, my dreams had to do with TV. I've been a priest now for 22 years. I've ministered all around the country, from California to Massachusetts, from Vancouver, British Columbia, all the way down to Florida, from Michigan to Texas, Louisiana, all these different places. I've been there, preached in your churches. Many of you have heard me, you know me, you've seen me on TV. But, you know, as great as all that was, traveling and preaching, I always had this dream of reaching out beyond the walls of the church. You see the walls that we have behind this chapel, on the side of this chapel. Churches have walls. And some of these walls keep people out, and some of these walls keep the message in. And the message of the gospel is so important, it needs to go out beyond the walls of the church. See, because I meet people on airplanes who used to be altar boys, and they're not going to church anymore. I meet people on golf courses who used to go to church when they were young, and they're not going to church anymore. And they really don't know who God is. They pray once in a while, and they'll tell you they have some type of spirituality. But the bottom line is they really don't know God in a saving, faith-filled way. So as a Catholic priest and as a disciple, as a believer in Jesus, I want to reach out to these people. You know, I love the people that come to my missions, and, you know, they sit before me, and they come from all over. You know, I love all that, but I want to reach out to the people that aren't going to church, too. So make a long story short. I had this dream of going beyond the walls of the church. And the way to do that, of course, is by television. But the only problem, and this is my Red Sea, I had no money, no producer, no programs, and nowhere to air my programs, no outlets. So how am I ever going to do this? Talk about a Red Sea and the Egyptian army is coming behind me. It's like I'm stuck. Well, I remember I really felt like this was a dream from God, so I started to pursue it. And just to tell you, faith isn't just speaking things. The Bible says in the letter of James that faith without works is dead. So in other words, there's faith, there's confidence, there's speaking, there's praising, and there's you do your part, your responsibility. Faith and works together opens the door for God to work. So I had to do my part. I realized if I want to be on TV, then I got to get moving. just expect God to do everything. God will work through you, through your faith. So I remember I went down to Southern California, met with a priest who was on TV, taught me about fundraising. He taught me about creating a pilot program. He taught me about marketing. He taught me about all these different things and sending them out to outlets. And so I learned a lot from him. Then I'm walking down the hall, and something I saw really, really touched my life. I was walking down the hall in his studio, and on his secretary's window, I saw a sign that said, "Expect a miracle." And that just touched my heart so deeply. And I realized that he had given me so many ingredients: fundraising, producing, making contacts, getting outlets. But the number one ingredient that I needed was confidence in God, expectancy, believing God that God was going to do something great. So I got to work, produced the pilot program for Live with Passion, sent them out to a lot of different outlets, started making money on the books that I sold. I was able to use the royalty for those books to produce the programs and send them out to stations. And I had a major breakthrough. Now, I was doing what I could do, and the major breakthrough was God had to open the doors for me. And if God didn't do it, I couldn't do it. But I did my part, and I was believing for God to do the rest. Well, what started to happen was I sent him to Boston Catholic TV, New York Catholic TV, Orlando Catholic, you know, Baton Rouge, and many of the places where you're watching me, Scranton, Fresno, some Long Island, so many different places. And the first one was Boston, my home state. And they said, "We like your programs, Father Cedric. Produce more. We will air them." In fact, the word that he used, I don't know if you ever heard the Beach Boys, is a song called "Good Vibrations." The programming manager said, "We have good vibrations about your programs." I said, "Yes, God is giving me favor." And I started singing even more and having confidence and believing. So now the rest is history. Of course, I'm airing in all these different cities. And then I'm using the money for the books that I sell and the resources that you buy to produce more programs and to air them, to actually buy airtime, TBN, the church channel, other cities where I'm actually on Fox and on other affiliates, so that I can reach out beyond the walls of the church. And I'm getting letters from all kinds of different people. Here's a real quick one. This woman sent me this nice card, and she said, "Dear Father Cedric, I've had a nervous breakdown." Those of you who have had this know what that is. It's totally distressing. She said, "I had a nervous breakdown. God led me to your program." So many people say, "I was just flipping through the channels and I came into you, Father Cedric. God led me to that program." That's the way God's working, through faith. And I just wanted to say thank you. God has used you in a mighty way to bring me back to God. Wow. And I get these letters. I got one letter. A person was contemplating suicide, and because of my books and TV program, they're still alive. Reaching out to people in prison, young people. Oh, the joy of my heart. I was a youth minister many years ago, and I always wanted to reach out to young people. People that have fallen away from the church, remember what I told you? That's one of the main reasons I want to go beyond the walls. We can't expect them to come to us. We got to go to them. And that's what I'm trying to do here. Thank you, by the way, those of you who are my partners, who are supporting my programs, because this is what we're doing with Live with Passion. We're reaching out to people who are having nervous breakdowns, who are falling away. And then people talk to me or send me letters about becoming saved, having a personal relationship with Jesus. And more than anything, this is exactly what I want to do, is help people to come into a saving relationship with Jesus. Jesus died for you on the cross. He gave his life for you on the cross. And that's what I proclaim as a Passionist priest: salvation, redemption, inspiration, encouragement. I want to reach out to all people. And so, really, my dream of TV has come to fruition now. And I remember when I was dreaming about it and wanting to reach out beyond the walls of the church, and it was all a dream, and the Red Sea was big, and it was terrible, and it was terrifying. And I remember I went on a retreat, and I said, "Lord, please help me with this." I went outside one day. It was right by the Pacific Ocean, very dark. I looked up at the stars, and I saw the vast universe. And I got in touch in my heart of hearts about how great God is. God spoke, and all that came to be. God is able. He's got the power. He can do all things. And I thought, if you can do this, you can take somebody with no money, no producer, no programs, and you can put them on TV. And then I would go outside during the day and I'd see the blue Pacific Ocean, vastness of it. I was just looking at a couple miles and it goes for thousands of miles. And I thought, God, if you can do this by just speaking, to get me on TV, piece of cake. And sure enough, my expectancy rose. My faith rose. And God worked through that faith. And he's working through that faith right now. And I'm believing that he's going to touch you. See, the joy of my life is to reach out to people. I'm a Catholic priest. And I invite you right now to believe in whatever your Red Sea is. Maybe your Red Sea isn't, as I said, it's not TV like mine was, because God has split the Red Sea for me, and he continues to, because I'm going to more and more outlets now and reaching out more and more cities, and through TBN, I'm reaching out around the world. I get emails from and letters from Saudi Arabia and the Philippines and New Zealand and all these different places. So maybe your Red Sea, remember that started with, I had nothing. And I'm a priest with a vow of poverty. I will sing unto the Lord, for he is gloriously triumphant, horse and rider cast into the sea. And it's the same in your life. You know, maybe your Red Sea isn't TV, but maybe it is, as I said, unemployment. Well, sing. Believe God. Or maybe it's a spouse that has fallen away from the faith. Don't give up on them. Or maybe it's a child who has fallen up on the faith or fallen away from the faith. Trust God. Be expectant. Remember that sign that I saw. Expect a miracle. And let me inspire you. Let me encourage you to keep believing and then do your part, whatever it is. Maybe it's a dream that hasn't come to pass. See, that TV for me was a dream that hadn't come to pass. And it was hard. And that Red Sea was big. But I kept believing and kept expecting. And I'll tell you this, if it's God's will for your life and God has given you this dream, you do your part, God will do his part. He will split the Red Sea for you. Just really quickly about faith, just a couple more words to talk about it. Faith is so important in the Bible. It says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. I love that. And that we are saved by faith. Actually, we're saved by grace through faith. See, faith in God is what saves us. Faith in the cross of Jesus. Our cardinal was here, Cardinal DiNardo, and he had dinner with us at the retreat center. And we were having the Year of Faith in 2013 when he visited us. And he had just published an article about the Holy Father's new encyclical talking about faith, the light of faith. That was the first encyclical by Pope Francis. And I remember the Cardinal was talking about how faith is like seeing in a new way. And so I wanted to just demonstrate this really quickly. Some people look at the cross. And when they look at the cross, they say, hey, this is a nice ornament to decorate a church. Every church should have one, you know, the crucifix. But when you look with the eyes of faith, remember, faith is like seeing with new eyes. You look at the cross and you say, Jesus, thank you that you died for me personally, that I'm saved by your blood. See, faith is a whole new way of seeing things. Some people look at the stars and the universe and the sea and they say, wow, isn't that beautiful? It looks really good and everything. Wow, how about that? Put on the eyes of faith and you go, wow, if you can do this, you can work in my life in powerful ways. Where some people, you know, they just kind of journey through life and they say, well, it doesn't seem like God's here. It doesn't seem like he's here at all. I don't feel anything. But you put on the eyes of faith and you realize that, God, you are closer to me than I am to myself. You see, faith is a whole new way of seeing things. Believe in God, trust in God. And then some people, they come to their Red Seas, the obstacles, the difficulties, the hardships, the dreams. And they look at it and they say, no, this could never possibly be. This is too much. But look at it with the eyes of faith and you say, I will sing unto the Lord, for he is gloriously triumphant, horse and rider cast into the sea. God, you are able. You are almighty. You can do all things. We walk by faith and not by sight. When you come to the Red Sea in your life, don't wait for God to do a miracle and then sing on the other side. Sing first. Believe first. and watch what God's going to do in your life. We walk by faith and not by sight. Don't be like Thomas, doubting. Remember what Jesus said. Blessed are those who believe without seeing. And remember, expect a miracle. Expect a miracle. Don't just live. Live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs, you can listen to more podcasts, you can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.